Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, American Christian nationalist patriots who love our country. Good morning. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Yay for Trump, by the way. He was just in Somerville, South Carolina yesterday, and people, as they always do, started showing up early, getting in line long before he ever got there. I mean, they're there early Monday morning.
That's
while
right.
It's still dark out. They were lining up and filling up the streets. And gosh, he didn't even get there till much, much later that day.
Right.
And so they were all extremely excited about him coming down there. And well, one of the things that he did when he was there was he went into a gun shop and bought a Glock.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's really cool.
They make him do a background check?
Yeah. Well, they probably said, well, with all these pending charges upon your record, you know.
Nope. Hasn't been convicted.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Well, so good for him, because all of that right at the same time that Joe Biden announces the creation of the first ever federal gun control office.
Oh
come on.
Yeah.
Can he break any more laws in a day?
Look, Joe, the answer is no.
Right,
period.
Exactly.
Moulin Labe. I mean, it's just the line's drawn. Well, the line's drawn on so many things right now that's another one. It's just, you know what? Work all of these anti-gun programs in Chicago and D.C. and Detroit and Atlanta and get that under control first. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's what you've been doing, right?
Right, exactly.
The murder rates go up and up and up. We want our streets to be safer. And all their other leftist drivel and rhetoric is not making it home to those of us in America who not only don't want to, but will not allow ourselves to be disarmed and defenseless.
Well, exactly, because there's one thing between the government or the people that are supposedly in government, instead of, you know, this is a communist coup regime. All of them,
right. They're not even Americans.
All of the communists are there illegally. They've stolen their positions, and now they're trying to pass laws that are considered null and void because they don't match with the Constitution at all. And so he cannot legally open a gun control office,
right.
Period. And so they can make up all of these things. It's when they try to enforce them that the rubber meets the road and they don't stand a chance, because anytime that they're going to start enforcing it on the people, that's when people get to push back.
Right.
And so, you know, just the fact that he would even think of creating a gun control office is just, it's a huge joke. And so
right.
I would imagine that's probably why Trump immediately went down and bought a gun. You know?
Yeah, and he already owns one. Well,
he probably owns
a nice collection,
yes,
actually,
right,
that he's not going to talk about publicly. He was interviewed some time back, and this leftist interviewer, do you own a gun? He's like, yes, I do.
That's,
you know,
right.
And yeah, so I'm an American. Of course, I own a gun. But
and Americans typically own about 50, 60, 70, 80 guns apiece, you know. So
well,
so join the club.
it's not even at this point. Americans are just they're just fed up. They're done. It doesn't matter what you pass any law you want. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, look at the bump stock thing that they tried.
Right.
The bump stock laws. They're like, we're giving you an amnesty period. We know there's 100,000 of them out there. And they get like, you know, I don't know, 500 turned in.
Right.
Yeah, that's your answer from the American people.
No kidding.
And, you know, when the time comes, like in Australia, Look what they were able to do after disarming the Australians who voluntarily turned in all their firearms so they could make their streets safer. Well, knife and clubbing and other stabbings, attacks went through the roof.
Yep.
Gun crime, they still had gun crime. And when it came time for COVID-19 to roll around, they were taking people against their will to concentration camps.
Right.
And had them locked down like it was 1984.
Well, and see, that's the whole thing. There is no debate. There's no debate about this.
No, it's not.
It's flat out a law, and the law is never going to go away. We are absolutely protected by the Second Amendment, hands down, in every single case. It's right. Not going to change, period. And, you know, just the fact that they try to bring up, oh, well, this will, you know, they try to give excuses. This will reduce the gun violence. That is what every tyrant in history has always said. They have always tried to come up with excuses to disarm the populace that they want to attack.
Everything they try to do is a lie. Like, stay home from church, don't sing, put your mask on, and we'll, stop the virus. Right. You know, take this shot, and you'll never get COVID-19.
Take the shot, here's a donut. Give right. us your gun, here's a candy bar.
Exactly, here's a pair of sneakers or concert tickets, you know, right. for your gun.
Right.
And I thought it was brilliant sometime back when this guy that has a 3D printer printed out a whole bunch of Lora receivers, Glock Lora receivers, at, I don't know, $5 or $6 a piece, and he got $50 a piece for them, and he turned them all in. That's capitalism, that's right.
Hey, that's a businessman. Yeah,
that's just awesome. So, all of their lies, you know, if we could just get gas up to $10 a gallon and get you to eat bugs instead of hamburgers, we're going to save the planet. We're done with it.
It's just one lie after another.
Right.
And this whole thing is basically them trying to throw another pie against the wall, and they'll keep whatever will stick.
Yeah.
And well, here's the deal. None of it's going to stick. None of it will ever stick because people love and cherish their Second Amendment rights. Period.
That's right. That's right. And sadly, they cherish their Second Amendment rights more than all the rest because it seems like the Second Amendment is pretty much the only one left anymore.
And it's the only one that nobody wants to use. And so,
right.
Unless push comes to shove, unless they come house to house to try to take them, then it's on, you know, without a doubt. But, just opening some gun control office, that's a joke.
Well, most of the police officers are pro-gun anyway. And they're, pro-Trump leaning generally, except for, your inner cities, especially your higher up, your brass, they're very political.
Well,
they
lean
left. But the guys on the street, those are your rank and file guys are much more center to right and definitely pro-gun, including citizens owning guns.
And I think that what we saw happen with the governor of New Mexico down there, where the sheriffs are just flat out not even willing to enforce that stupid thing that she's trying to do.
That
down
was
there.
A Democrat sheriff.
Exactly.
And one of the reasons that he gave, because I'm not going to endanger my deputies by disarming citizens unconstitutionally.
That's right.
So he recognized there's a danger in proactively taking guns from American citizens who have committed no crimes.
Right.
So they get that. They understand it. But, I will say what I said just a few moments ago about police being pro-gun and generally being conservative. They will follow orders. I mean, when they're ordered to provide security, for a SWAT team,
right?
They're going to do it.
But that's when it's, like I said, that's when it's on. I mean, if they ever are foolish enough to try to enforce that, boy, I feel sorry for the people that are going to be the first door knockers, tell you
the
what.
The American people aren't going to put up with it.
Nope.
Okay, well, let's get to the word of the day today for Trump Tuesday.
That's right. The word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Judges chapter 13, verses 8 through 20, which is a fascinating story. Oh my gosh. I don't know how many of you out there know this story.
I can't remember which one it is.
I was surprised to read it. Okay. So starting at verse 8, it says, "Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born." And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came to the woman again as she was sitting in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. Then the woman ran in haste and told her husband and said to him, "Look, the man who came to me the other day has just now appeared to me." So Manoah arose and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to this woman?" And he said, "I am." Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and his work?" So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor may she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe." Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please let us detain you, and we will prepare a young goat for you." And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, that when your words come to pass, we may honor you?" And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it upon the rock to the Lord, and he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. It happened, as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord.
I don't remember that part. That's Samson's either. Parents.
That's Samson's parents.
I don't remember the angel going up with the smoke.
Going with the flame.
That's amazing. I remember that story now that you read it. I totally had forgotten about that. But what struck me prior reading this was that every time they tried to give him glory or him honor, he wouldn't have it.
Right.
I'm not going to eat your food. Probably he's an angel, so I don't know what they're eating thing going on. But you will make a sacrifice to the Lord, not me.
Right.
And, you know, what's your name so we can honor you? And his response is, "Why do you want to know my name?" You know, and he didn't tell him.
Well, what's interesting here is in the notes in my Bible, it says, the psalmist, meaning David, prays that God will reveal to him wondrous things from the law of the Lord in Psalm 119, verse 18, and matters beyond normal human perception requiring supernatural insight to see them. For other examples of this, you can look at Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, or Psalm 107, verse 8, and Isaiah 29, verse 14. But it says that in verse 18, where it says, "And the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?'" Well, in the notes it says, "It is wonderful" is an expression meaning beyond understanding. This Hebrew term, which is translated wonderful in Isaiah 9:6, refers to the coming Messiah. So how interesting is that?
Yeah.
And what is also interesting is the whole time that they're talking about the angel of the Lord, when it says he says this, it's always capital H. And so the whole translation kind of indicating that this was Jesus,
yes,
that was the angel of the Lord coming to talk to Samson's mother and father.
It would have to be. And so this is even makes it more interesting. I've never noticed before that it was capital H, he,
right,
which would make him
I don't even remember ever having read that story, which is not possible because I've read the whole Bible. It's just, how did I not have all of that underlined already? Right. You know, the fact that he went up in the flame on the altar. How cool is that?
Very cool. Just like he went up before.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And also, his response, though, this is why I was thinking it was actually an angel, because he said, "I won't eat your food, but, you know, prepare a sacrifice to the Lord.
Right.
Which he's talking about, you know, obviously the Father. And without realizing that he is the Son, the angel of the Lord, Christ.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Well, and yeah, it is. It's very cool. And also, earlier in chapter 13, the first time the angel of the Lord appeared to Samson's mom, his mother, he only appeared to her. And he said, the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, Indeed, now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything unclean. And so how interesting, because there, you know, everybody always questions, why are there foods that God says are unclean? Why? And nobody seems to have the greatest answer. But obviously they have contaminants that don't work well with the human body,
right.
You know? And so he gives a very, very clear description of animals that are considered clean for a human being to eat and unclean for a human to eat,
right.
And to stay away from them. And so, you know, interesting that they would have ill effects on a baby.
Yes.
Very, very interesting that God would know that. Of course God would know that, that contaminants in certain animals' flesh would have bad effects on a baby.
Could carry through to the baby.
Right.
And it also could have been
we already know that women that are pregnant are not supposed to drink alcohol or use any kind of drugs, etc.
Right.
Because we know the ill effects it'll have on a baby. So here he is describing it.
Well, I was going to just say that this also could have been partially a foreshadowing of Samson's Nazarene vow.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely, that actually
includes
part
not
of,
cutting your hair.
Right. That is also right underneath where I stopped reading earlier in this chapter.
Okay,
that it says, now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything unclean, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. And so, that's exactly the description. But it's a fascinating story. I love it to, you know, all of God's mysteries and the fact that he showed up, that Jesus actually showed up to Samson's parents and then ascended in the flame of the altar.
Yeah, I do not remember that part.
Me either.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, thanks for that.
That's like a gift. That's one of God's little nuggets that he drops sometimes, and it's just nice to read it.
I think of all the books of the Bible, Judges is the most fascinating for me.
Yeah, because just when you're not expecting some of those coolest stories, that's where they are.
And some stuff that'll just bend your mind. You're like, what is going on here?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yep. Judges gets thumbs up from both of us.
There we go. All right, Judges, what was the scripture there?
That was chapter 13, verses 8 through 20.
All right. Okay, good. We'll go ahead and take a break and continue on with that. Read the whole story about Samson if you haven't before. That was a bad dude. It was pretty amazing, but made some mistakes. He wasn't perfect, but God used him. It was quite an amazing time in Israel's history. All right, we'll take a break and come back. This segment was brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. He's coming back soon. Learn what that means and how it applies to you at JesusAppears.com. We'll be back with segment two of the morning commute right after this. Stay there, Patriots. The Son of Man.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, God-fearing patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming out of Spokane, Washington. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two. Tons going on here.
More
than we can even cover. It's just unbelievable. Oh, the posting, what you had mentioned yesterday as far as the letter to your congressman about demanding that this whistleblower get in front of Congress to get this on the congressional record.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Carlos Arellano, that is, well, he was a former U.S. immigration contractor who, if you go to the John Jacob Schmidt show that we aired on Sunday night, we play the entire thing as well as pause for our own comments and input to contribute to what he had to say. And so if you missed that, you can go and listen to that whole thing at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, and it's listed right there. And so, yeah, this guy he's been trying to get a congressional hearing, and so he's looking to try to get his story out as much as possible. And so we want to help all of the listeners that want to help him get a hearing before Congress.
It's a must listen.
And we've basically stated that if Congress had a congressional hearing to listen to the whistleblower from the Human Health Services described that over 85,000 children are lost now. They have no idea where those are.
And after this testimony, we know why.
That's right. And so if they listen to that testimony, they definitely need to listen to his as well, that describes what happens to them after they cross the border.
That's right.
And then they're removed from the border facilities there.
Yeah.
And so
until they vanish.
Yes, exactly. And so you can help him get a hearing in Congress by going to our website and printing out that letter and sending it to your congressman and to your U.S. senators, demanding that he get a hearing, a congressional hearing.
That's right.
And so our website is radiofreeredoubt.com.
Yep. That posting is the most recent posting as of this morning, right there at the top for you to just copy and paste, fill in your own information, send it off certified.
Certified.
That gets their attention. It's only cost a little over $4. And, well worth it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we also have some cool little sound bites here.
We sure do. We've got part of the speech that Trump gave there in Somerville, South Carolina. And so, it's just so great. Listen to what he has to say.
It's great to be back in this incredible state with the hardworking, God-fearing patriots who make our country run. You love our country. You make it run.
Yeah, he was really well received there. One of the things, you and I have been kind of going back and forth as far as, winning. We haven't made enough progress, I don't think, to take out these electronic voting machines and things like that. Trump says, well, we just have to swamp them. We have to just overwhelm them. But if I'm not mistaken, we swamped them in 2020.
That's right.
Well,
and that was what happened initially in the 2016 election.
Yes.
And so the deep state was caught off guard so much that they never were going to allow that to happen again. And so obviously the same thing didn't work twice.
Right.
The 2020 election was a total I don't even know how to describe how bad that actually was.
That was a coup. It was theft.
Yeah, that's basically the only way you could describe it. That was a coup.
But this is what Trump has to say about that, you know, about getting the numbers out, just swamp them so they can't steal it.
Right.
And the way you win is you got to swamp them. There's a point at which the cheating doesn't work, and we're going to have to swamp them. They rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. Not going to allow it, or we're not going to have a country.
Well, and see, so that's the problem. That's why we have this checkmate bill. I think that he's just hoping that the same thing will work twice, and it's not going to, because the deep state criminals have already met this last April to strategize how they're not going to ever let him win again. And they don't follow the law. In fact, Pennsylvania is at it again. Trump says the radical left governor Josh Shapiro has just announced a switch to automatic voter registration, a disaster for the election of Republicans, including your favorite president, me. This is a totally unconstitutional act and must be met harshly by Republican leadership in Washington and Pennsylvania. Likewise, the RNC and Ronna McDaniel must spend their time working on this instead of meaningless debates where I am up by more than 50 points. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, and others are far more important than Ada, Sloppy Chris, Lion Mike Pence, Nikki Birdbrain Haley, Ron Dead Campaign, DeSanctimonious, and others. Start suing now and get the right lawyers this time. The Pennsylvania Republican Party must likewise not let this happen. It will be a disaster for our nation, which is being destroyed by these lunatics, Marxists and fascists, whose only real ability is to cheat on elections. And so there's that. But then also this statement, Hillary has popped up her head again.
Oh boy.
She says, Putin hates democracy and will interfere in U.S. elections
again. Oh my goodness. Really?
They're going to beat that dead horse also.
Oh, nothing like projecting onto someone else. It, you know, their favorite villain, you know, Putin.
Well, exactly. And he was proved to have nothing to do with it before. And so they're going to try it again.
Well, guys, you join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute. You be safe and have a blessed day.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.